What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm feeling pretty good. How are you feeling, Tim?
Amazing.
We hope everyone listening is feeling amazing. We have animal-focused positive news stories to kick off your Wednesday, or whenever you're listening to this. We want everyone to like, share, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Help us spread this message of positivity. Tim, what do you have for your first animal-focused positive news story?
So my first story starts off just like this. There were two scientists. They were documenting and conducting surveys over seals, right? Sarah G. Allen and Matthew J. Lau, they're doing exactly that. They're hanging out, and they actually witnessed something that was super rare. So what ended up happening was there was this mother seal. She saw her pup seal swimming out in the ocean, and it got caught up by waves. And whenever it got caught up by waves, the mother seal started crying out, trying to get the seal to come back because it went out a little too far. But while this was going on, the seal was going farther and farther away from shore. The scientists definitely wanted to intervene, but that was not their habitat to do, so they had to just sit back, watch, and take notes. And while they were doing so, a large alpha male seal came out of nowhere, jumped in the water, swam behind the baby seal, and pushed the baby seal, being exhausted, by the way, because these waves were choppy, pushed it all the way back to shore, and just chilled there next to the seal while the baby seal and the mother seal got to reunite. They all caught it, all of it. They even got a cool picture. I thought this was really cool, and it shows that heroes come in all shapes, sizes, and can be any type of human animal you want it to be.
You got a video of this?
Man, I wish I did. I have some really cool pictures that you can definitely see the progress of how it happened, and I think it was really cool. It'll definitely show enough visual for yourself if you wanted to check it out, man.
Where are you going to post that, Tim?
At the Positive Truth Facebook page, at the Positive Truth Podcast.
That's a lot of ats.
I know it.
My first positive news story is also centered around a picture. It's from University of Texas, El Paso. They're PhD students, and they led a lost birds project. It was six students and a professor. They went to the Republic of Congo, and they were looking for lost animals that haven't been seen in decades. And one of the ones they found was a yellow-crested helmet strike. And I cannot say its scientific name, so I was calling it that. They got a great picture of it, literally 2 feet away from them. It was the first time the bird has been pictured in over two decades. They did this expedition, not just looking for birds, but also looking for reptiles, amphibians, and any other animal along the way that are protected in these dense rainforests. And the goal of this is to show that not only are these animals still around, document them, and to go to the Republic of Congo, to their representatives, and be like, hey, let's protect these animals. I think it's a wonderful expedition. And I really just thought the picture was amazing because they're so close to this bird that hasn't been seen in two decades. And as a recluse myself, not having to deal with that human interaction, just relaxing for two decades, it's got to be amazing.
Oh, that was hilarious. That is pretty awesome. I'm a bird guy. Like when I was a kid, I remember like checking out books from the library with all kind of birds. So to see a rare bird, I probably would have cried or something as a young kid. So I think that story's pretty awesome.
Do you have a bird feeder at home?
No, man. There's already a bunch of birds in my backyard as it is. I don't need any bird feeders, no water back there, anything. It's wild back there. I got blue jays, cardinals, all kind of stuff, man. It's awesome.
You might have more if you fed them as a bird feeder. Just saying.
Look, there's so many other wild animals. Like these squirrels and stuff back there are wild. They would take all the birds' food. It'd be terrible.
It wouldn't be terrible. More positive news. What do you got, Tim?
Let's knock it out, man. Blue Springs State Park in Florida. This is a sanctuary, man. The sanctuary are for manatees. So last year, there was a number of 736 manatees that they counted during the month of January because they always seek warm water during the winter, right? This year, they counted 932 manatees. Oh, that's only in a one-year difference. They put over $50 million in efforts to conserve these manatees and where they stay, make sure that the water's clean, make sure that they're doing their part to conserve, and it's working. Every year, the numbers have gone up, and this record number was the highest percentage of growth since they started doing this. And I wanted to share this on here because obviously we love the animals on the Positive Truth podcast, but it just shows humans all over the world are doing their part to make sure that these animals have a home to live in the future. And I think it's amazing, JP.
We're trying our best to right past wrongs.
Tú sabes.
Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, so I'm grateful for this, JP. Do you remember the story you did about the high school principal in Arizona?
Yeah, was that actually your...
So he does work at my niece and nephew's high school, which I thought was really awesome. So my niece that goes to that school that plays softball, she actually made the Puerto Rico national softball team, a 16 and under softball team. And they actually are playing this summer in Denver, Colorado. So I'm like super proud of that. I'm super thankful that she was able to do something that I know we all wish to do as athletes, represent your country in whatever sport that you wanted to play. But it's super awesome that she's the first woman in our family to like to do. And there's so many men that play sports, and she's probably the best athlete out of us by far. So it's really awesome to see that she's leading the way in our little family. So yeah, shout out to Anaya, man. She's doing her thing.
Definitely doing your thing, representing Puerto Rico.
Tú sabes.
Go get that W in Denver. I'm grateful for life in general. I had a moment today, I was like, I have nothing to complain about. I got running water, I got a house. Work isn't too bad, is it, Tim? Yeah, I got all these goods and services. I got the internet. Got a bed. I'm not working as much as I was this time last year. Some like semi-stable free time. It's not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad.
Not bad. I like hearing that, JP.
So yeah, I'm just grateful for life right now. I'm also grateful for rare occasions. An incredibly rare event. I feel like we've had a lot of those in recent years, but this is a good one. A gray whale extinct from the Atlantic for more than 200 years was spotted off the New England coast. It's an incredibly rare event. It was 30 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, diving and resurfacing. Not only did they capture it, but they got a video on it. Gray whales, which lack dorsal fins, have mottled gray and white skin and humps, pronounced ridges, usually found in the North Pacific Ocean. Disappeared in the Atlantic Ocean in the 18th century because of whaling. However, just like we're saying, we're trying to right our wrongs. Conservation has been working, and they have returned for the first time in 200 years, and we got a video. I think that's pretty cool.
You know we're about the videos here on The Positive Truth, but I do think it's awesome that these animals are coming out of nowhere right now, man, and we're getting to be able to see these videos that they're coming alive, and all we have to do is, you know, clean up the planet, clean up our room, you know what I mean?
Clean up your room. I definitely never heard that as a kid.
Take that, world.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, so my last story of the day is coming out of the ocean again. There's this hospital. It's called South Essex Wildlife Hospital. And what they do is they save waterlife animals. And they actually ended up rescuing some seals recently. And when they rescued these seals, they weren't doing too well. They were pups. So what they did was they put it in a shallow pool. They nursed them, the seals back to health. They're feeding it, making sure it got rid of all diseases. They do this often whenever they catch any type of animal. And what they end up doing is put it in deeper water. And then whenever it's ready, they put it in even deeper, more water. And what ended up happening was these two baby seals, they put it in a deep pool for the first time ever. And they got to witness these animals jumping around and running around, swimming around, I apologize, and just playing with each other, really enjoying the freedom that they had for the first time in their lives. And they wrote a nice article about it. So I wanted to share it here on The Positive Truth. There's some awesome pictures as well that I'll share to the Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast.
Tim likes dogs in real life, and he likes water dogs in real life, too.
Take that, world.
Two water dog stories from the Tim. So my last positive news story, that was a double entendre. So my last positive news story was about Whales coming back to the Atlantic Ocean for the first time in 200 years. My last one, double entendre again, because I was proud of that, is from giant tortoises coming back to Madagascar for the first time in 600 years. It is all part of a project that started not 600 years, but 6 years ago. An ecologist named Grant Joseph explained how reintroducing the tortoises to the areas that have been degraded by cattle grazing will help restore the island's forests, grassy woodlands, and shrublands of the past. Tortoise, who would go up on shore, eat the vegetation, and spread the seeds, will build up all this grass, which would produce and help with wildlife. But of course, 600 years ago, everyone likes their turtle meat. They got hunted to extinction on the island. This geologist was like, we just need to bring them back. He went to the government, got it regulated. For the first time since the 1500s, he's been having them, giant tortoise, protected on Madagascar. And what would you know? The habitat's gotten better because of it. Spreading various fruits from various trees, dispersing seeds in their dung, just helping germination, helping foster growth of forests and woodlands. And what do you know? A little bit of regulation and a little bit of conservation absolutely does wonders, not only for the environment, but for the animals. And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Joseph here on the Positive Truth Podcast. Tim, you're on mute.
Bars by JP. A little bit of regulation and a little bit of conservation will save the animals. That should be the day's quote, period.
I'm more impressed with my double entendre. Call me JP Jay-Z. Ha! I did it again.
Taking the quote away from JP today. All right.
You have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. We cannot solve problems with the kind of thinking we employed when we came up with them. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.